Here are some interesting alternatives for Daf Yomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which is done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Daf Yomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Daf Yomi. Different ambience, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first daf, the other one as a review daf, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin, and we are holding the last 3 words, is a quote from the Mishnah, on Samach Tatamid Beit. So, the Mishnah continued on to say that if somebody knows about Shabbat, and he knows that this is Shabbat, and he forgot the melachot, so then he would be chayev on each one of the melachot. I don't understand. Why is it that, and the Rashi understands to be referenced, Reisha means the middle case. In other words, why is it that if you knew that all the melachot were asur, and you've made the mistake of Shabbat, why wouldn't you also be chayev on all of the melachot? I mean, if shigiyat melachot, as if doing Shabbat can be done in different ways by doing each melacha separately, then why isn't it similar to the idea of Shabbatot mechulakot? So we have melachot mechulakot, and I don't understand why you wouldn't be chayiv in that middle case for all of the melachot also, if each melacha is a separate chilul Shabbos. How do you tell me that you're only chayiv one for all just because you had made the mistake of Shabbat? Omar, that's Rashi's job. By the way, the Ram learns that when it says Reisha, it means literally Reisha. It's going all the way back to Hayodea Ikar Shabbat. Because what's the difference? In other words, in all the circumstances, we have to look at the way that the Torah defines the Chet. The Torah defines the Chet not in terms of Shabbat. Obviously, it must be that it defines it in terms of the Melechet Shabbat. Because otherwise, how could you be chayav a separate garment for each Melechet Shabbat? So if that's the case, what right do you have to say that there's such a thing as a single chiyuv for each Shabbat, according to Rashi, or for the concept of Shabbat, according to the Ram?
In other words, there's nothing wrong intrinsically if somebody forgot that it's Shabbos. If he sat in his house all day and forgot that it was Shabbos.
Right, exactly. All right, it's the melachot.
Right, I'm saying that.
Yeah, you're putting it in a slightly different way, which we're going to be getting into it a little bit later. That's that would be much more germane to a case where you forgot both.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to that. Says Rav Safra. Look, I mean, the bottom line is that the concept of shogeg is ohoda elav chatato asher chata. So what does he find out that he didn't know before? So if it's hoda elav, there's a big difference between yidiyat Shabbat and yidiyat melachot. In other words, in a case where a guy forgot it was Shabbat, and you tell him, hey, Joe, it's Shabbos today. Oh my God. So he won't do any melachot. If he knows it's Shabbat, but he doesn't know that, let's say, Ktsira is a melacha. So if you would tell him, hey, Joe, it's Shabbos. Yes, yes, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Meanwhile, he keeps doing his melacha. So over there, it's a melacha. In which case, the hodah, lafchatato, is defined by the chet from which he would have changed his actions had he not. In which case, we have to take a look at it in different ways. I'm not going to understand what that means. I mean, knowing that today is Shabbat makes no difference unless he knows that this is a malacha on Shabbat. And knowing that there's a malacha on Shabbat makes a difference unless today he knows it's Shabbat. So the question of what it is that would have made him stop doing what he was doing is basically a moot point, because it's just a question of, in one case, he takes for granted the knowledge of the malacha. In the other case, he takes for granted the knowledge of the Shabbat. But bottom line is, he requires both elements, and therefore it's irrelevant to us. What should be important is only how the Torah defines the chet. Well, obviously, if you could be b'chayev a person for 39 separate korbanot, then there must be 39 separate chataot. So who cares? Ela, I say, said Machon, you missed the point. The point is, what is the shegaga? That's the point. Elamer of Nachman, listen, the korban that the Torah is mechayev, what is it being mechayev you for? Is it being mechayev you for the act? No. Because the act, let's say you were an ones, you wouldn't be mechayev on the act. It's mechayev you because you forgot what you shouldn't have forgotten and acted on it. Okay, what did he forget? That's the underlying question. So the korban that the Torah is b'chayev you on, what was that? On the shegaga. It's in the nefesh, kita said b'shegaga. That's the point. What was your shegaga? In the case where you forgot that it was Shabbat, or according to the Ran, you forgot the Ikar Shabbat, there was one shegaga. In the case where you forgot the malachot, there's no connection between Harisha on the one hand that you forgot, and Ksira on the other hand that you forgot, and Tzvia on the other hand that you forgot. They're all separate shegagot, and therefore you are chayav on each one of them. But, of course, the fact that you would be chayav al kol malacha u'malacha, continues the Mishnah, is still predicated on a very important yediyah, which is called chiluk malachot. That tells us that Shabbat is not defined by one concept, don't do milacha. And that one concept can be done in many different ways. But that in reality, each milacha is a separate chilul Shabbat. How do I know that? How do I know that it's possible to be mechalal Shabbat as a concept in 39 different ways, each one of which would be mechayev a separate korban? So chiluk milachot minon, how do I know that chilul Shabbat won't consist of doing 39 malachot? Not that each malacha is a chilul Shabbat. That's called chiluk malachot. Omar Shmuel, look, the Torah says mechalaleha mot yumat. So tell me, I mean, mot yumat, how many different ways can you kill a guy? The point over here is that there are many different ways to be mechuyev a chiyuv mita. So a Torah ripta mitot arbe, chilul achat. You do one chilul Shabbos, but there's many, many different ways of doing that chilul Shabbos. Wait a minute. We're talking about shogeg. What are you bringing me mot yumat for? That's mezid. I mean, anyway, what mezid? Can it be talking about mezid? I mean, anyway, mezid. Can't be talking about mezid. Now, you think that the reason it can't be talking about mezid is because there's only one way to kill it. I mean, how many times can you kill a guy? You know,
let's kill them wives together and we can discuss it.
Yeah, that's true. 39 ways to kill a guy. You kill him again and again and again and again. I mean, obviously, so it can't be talking about mezid. However, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara is not bothered by the fact that you can't kill him 39 times. It says the reason that it can't be mezid, we'll talk about why in a moment, is because it says kol ha'oseh bo melacha yumat. So we already know that there's a chiyuv of mita on mezid. Therefore, tneu inyan lashogeg. It must be referring to, it's an indication that there's a concept of separation, mot yumat, and we will have to press that yumat means bimamon, like we find gamba alav yumat. Gamba alav yumat, we know, doesn't mean that, because it follows with imko for yushat alav, which is an actual chiyav. Chiyav is kofer, mono. So it means yumat bimamon. Losing your dummim is losing your dummim. And that's the bottom line. So Tosfos asks, why indeed do we need the pasuk? Why not just say, you can't kill a guy 39 times? Because if it wouldn't be for the actual pasuk that tells me the din of yumat, says Tosafot, I would have much more naturally simply said Dibrat Torah Klashom B'nei Adam. It's only because I really don't need to know Yumat at all that I know this pasuk is not coming just to say something general. It has a very specific purpose, which is Chiluk Melachot, which of course is meaningful to me in terms of the Chiyav of Shgogah and not the Chiyav of Mita. Yes, the Gemara, but this is a very novel way of learning out the din of Chiluk Melachot. I mean, the truth is, we know of several approaches to Chiluk Melachot, and it's odd that Shmuel doesn't use one of them. How about the famous Chiluk Melachot, which is based on the limud of Rabbi Natan? So why doesn't he, Shmuel, typically Chiluk Melachot, mi'echem nafka le Rabbi Natan? What was that? The Tanya. Rabbi Natan omer, lo teba'aru eish b'chol moshotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Ma Talmud lomar. What exactly is the point of saying, lo teba'aru eish b'chol moshotechem? I mean, we know that there is an Isra of Melachot. We know that eish was one of the things that needed to be lit for the Mishkan. So why mention it separately? Well, let's take a look at the whole thing. It starts with Vayakel Moshe et kol ha'dat b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer lehem ela ha'dvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asot otam. Now let's be medayik like this. First of all, and then he goes on, Sheshet yamim te'aseh menacha. Now, dvarim, that's two, right? Ha'dvarim, that's three. Ela ha'dvarim, the gematria of ela is 36.
add 36 to 3, that gives us the Shloshim, the Tesha Malachot, Shneamrula Moshe Misina. Those are the remez to the 39 Malachot. Now, I would have thought, do them all and forget about all of them. I don't know. Let us say you'd be have only one for doing them all. Therefore, the Torah separates Charish and Katsir. Now, that's obviously Abchayev separately on Charish and Katsir, otherwise, why mention them? But nonetheless, Adain on the Omer al Charishav al Aksira, Chayev Shtayim. Maybe that's unique for Chorish, for Katsir, and all the rest not. Now you'll ask, is this not a Yotzei Min HaKlal, which therefore follows the rule of Kol HaYotzei Min HaKlal, Lo L'Lamid Al Atzmo Yatza, L'Lamid Al HaKlal Kulo Yatza. And therefore, this should follow as a rule. Why would we apply it only to Chorish, for Katsir? Rashi is Mechadish, that you don't say a Yotzei Min HaKlal when the Klal was a Lotase Kol Malacha, and the Yotzei Min HaKlal is an Ase, which is B'chor Reish V'Katsir Tishpot. That's not called a Yotzei Min HaKlal. That's a mitzvah of Shvita. Not to mention the fact that we have a general rule which says that wherever the Torah says something twice, where it would have been able to give one example, then we would say it's the equivalent of Shnei Ketuvim HaBoim Ke'achad. If you want to just tell me Yotzei Min HaKlal, then say Becharish Tishpot. But I mean Becharish V'Katsir Tishpot. If Becharish Tishpot or Becatsir Tishpot would have been sufficient to be Lamed Al Kol HaKlal Kulo, then why tell me to? So it would be Shnei Ketuvim HaBoim Ke'achad. In which case I would be saying only these two are Chayev separately. So therefore, that's what I would think. Adayin and Omer, Allah Harish Allah Katsira, you're chayev separately. But how about the other malachot? Maybe you only be chayev on one for doing all of them. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we bring a lotase, which is a yotzei min haklal, lotavaru eish. Now look, avara b'klal laita, right? I mean, it was one of the malachot. Lama yatsa? Exactly the question we began with. Why did we mention lotavaru eish? Must be la kish aleha v'lo malacha ma havarashi at malacha kaimen al b'fnei atzmo. Just like lighting a fire is one of the avot malachot, and then the star is obviously telling me that your chayiv on this particular isur as if it exists all on its own, lo tevarosh. Therefore, so too all av malachot chayavin aleha b'fnei atzma. What is wrong with that limud? Shmuel obviously doesn't hold of it because he's learning it out from the Mot Yumat. Says the Gemara, well, it's obviously what it doesn't hold. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Natan, the famous Machloket, according to which Havara is Bedavka mentioned to teach me that there is no normal Chiyuv Melacha on Havara, and that it is not a lalamid ala klau kulo, but it's a lalav yatsa. Lo tevaru eish, all the other malachot, yes, v'nichrata ha-nefesh. But when it comes to havara, lo tevaru eish, which is a chi of malkut, like any other love, no chi of karet. D'tanya havara lalav yatsa divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Natan omer l'chalek yatsa. So even though Shmuel, of course, on his own, wouldn't argue on Rabbi Natan in the Braita, but he follows the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. He needs to have a different makor for chiluk malachot. That's mot yumat. But wait a minute. I mean, if he's following Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi has a different makor. And it's not the makor of Shmuel. Why doesn't he learn it out from the same makor? So typically, the chiluk malachot, me'echad anafkalei l'Rabbi Yossi. Then what's wrong with Rabbi Yossi's limud? And what is that? D'tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, we have a very strange formulation in the dinim of Korban Chatos. But it says over there, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, Limor, Nefesh ki techeta mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena. And then instead of saying v'yasa achat mehen, it says v'yasa me'achat mehena. Now that is a very, very non-grammatical formulation. V'yasa me'achat mehen. He does something of one of the above. I mean, what's that coming to tell me? Now that means pa'amim shechayavim achat al kulan, u'pa'amim shechayavim al kol achat ve'achat. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, to explain the drasha of Rabbi Yossi, because basically, fundamentally, what we should be learning out there is only the me'achat and the me'hena, which is about Shem Mishimon, as we'll see in a moment, and Drasha of Toladot. But what right do you say that it's Nogeach L'Melachot? Explains Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, there's four separate Ramos, and I'll explain to you my time with Rabbi Yossi. First of all, you got to know that it's separating between doing achat, which is the entirety of what it is you had set out to do, me'achat, only part of it. Furthermore, you should know that it is possible to do a hena, which is only one of the hena. And secondly, from the very juxtaposition of achat mehena, because all it needs to say is v'asa achat, v'asa achat mehena, the very juxtaposition tells me that there's such a thing as doing one, which is all, and doing all, which is one. Now let me explain myself. Okay. This achat. Okay, achat is a guy sets out to write a name. He's going to write the name Shimon. But he only does me'achat. He's interrupted and realizes his shkaga after he writes the word Shem of Shimon. So he wrote Shem Mishimon. Now, Shem Mishimon is two otiyot, and that is sufficient to be mechayev you. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Yossi personally holds that even one sarita is sufficient to be mechayev you. Tosu says we're only using this lashon to fit the all of the shitot. But in Achinami, let's review the Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, Shem Mishimon. You set out to write a name, you did write a name. And we'll discuss this in detail later on. I'm just setting out to be aware that it may not mean necessarily you need Shem Mishimon a libet Rabbi. Okay, then when it says Hena, so Hena would mean any of the Avot Melachot. But Mehena doesn't mean out of the above. It means learned out from the above. Mehena, that which is derivative. What is derivative? Toladot. So it means the Torah is telling you to be chayev on Toladot alone. Either Hena or Mehena. Fine. Now that's the first of the yukim. Now, the juxtaposition, which I'm claiming, is Achachi Hena. And what does that mean? One which is all. Okay, the one which is all. So in other words, sometimes you're chayev on each one. One which is all is each single malacha is all, meaning that's the entire Shabbos embedded in that malacha. What is that? Where there's a don Shabbat, you know today is Shabbat, but you don't know this malacha, and you don't know that malacha, and you don't know any malacha, and therefore you should know each one of those is all. Furthermore, you could have a hena, but it's really only achat. There's a hena which is only one general korban, one general chil Shabbat. Where would that be? That would be where you know all the malachot, you just don't know that today is Shabbat. What's wrong with that, Nima? Well, Shmuel doesn't hold to that part. In other words, if I'm darshaning me'achat, me'hina, it may be asking too much to say that the juxtaposition of achat me'hina should be darshan separately. So Shmuel holds the achat she'hina, hina she'achat, is putting too much, it's trying to derive too much out of this pasuk. He doesn't see the hechrech to learn it from there. And as Tosfos points out, look, I mean, it's the fact that Shmuel would argue both on Rabbi Natan and on Rabbi Yossi. I mean, obviously, we haven't explained what right he has to do this. And therefore, Tosfos says, look, it's clear that Shmuel had a Kabbalah that there was such a limud of mot yumat, which he had from the Dorot HaRishonim, and therefore he didn't have to be mityaches to Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yossi, and we're just trying to give the reason of what would possibly be wrong with Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yossi. Why mean a Rava Mirav Nachman? Now, the question is, I understand that we are dealing with, as Rabbi Nachman said, what did you forget? And we're looking at the nature of the Shigoga. What about if you forgot both? What about you didn't know that today was Shabbat, and you didn't know that the malacha that you were doing was a malacha. Then you did maybe five malachot. How would we look at that? Would we look at the shigaga of the Shabbat, or would we look at the shigaga of the malachot? Because, I mean, after all, Rav Nachman, you're saying that the point is, what did you forget? Yeah, what did you forget? I can look at it as, I forgot all of these malachot, and I wasn't supposed to forget the malachot. Omar Leib said Rav Nachman to Rava, well, I mean, isn't the bottom line that the overall structure needs to be looked at? And what's the primary issue here? The primary issue is that it's Shabbos. I mean, if you don't know that, What's the point in discussing melachot? So therefore, if you have the Elim Shabbat, you look at the Iker is not knowing it's Shabbat at all, in which case it's irrelevant whether something is a melacha. And therefore, in Ochai and Alachat, Hishagog is essentially not knowing it's Shabbos. Says, Rabbi, why look at it that way? Why not look at it bottom up? In other words, this guy is responsible to know about the melachot. All right? You did not exercise that responsibility. Now, the question is whether you would have exercised that responsibility today. That's a separate issue. But what's the bottom line about what you need to know about life in order to proceed on this planet? You got to know the din of melachot. You didn't take that. You're chayav on each one of them. I don't see how you can argue that. Elam Ravashi says Ravashi, okay. Then the ikar would be that at least we could sometimes know the answer to the question. And it would be, in fact, dependent on the circumstances. In other words, look, let's find out. Imishum Shabbat Kaparsh, what would have catalyzed his seizing what he's doing? If you would have said to him, it's Shabbos, would that have catalyzed to him that it's Shabbos? Yeah. So, wow, that's nice. Oy, I can't believe I forgot it was Shabbos. Would that have, oy vey, this is a malacha. Would that have reminded him about that? Or if he would have said, Reb Yid, Harisha, would he have said, yeah, that's my job. Or would he have said, huh? Oy vey, it's Shabbos. Which one would have catalyzed? Now, the truth is, sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that, but it would depend on the case. So therefore, let us look at what the Tosafot Rashi learns that this means. Somebody says to him, it's Shabbos. And he stops doing the Harish. Oh, so then he'd be chayav at each one of these malachas, whatever he's stopping to do. But Tosafot says, well, what kind of raya is that? And maybe if the guy would have said to him, Reb Yid, Harisha, Tzira, maybe he also would have said the same thing. So Tosafot says, this is a self-analysis. Because we ask the guy, like, what would have catalyzed it? You make the determination of how many karbonas you bring. Okay, but whatever the case is, it clearly is variable. We're not giving a general rule then. And in fact, according to Tosfos, the guy says either way would have been effective. So then, in Akinami, we're back to the question. According to this, all that Rav Ashi is saying is that sometimes we can know the answer to that question. Because sometimes there's a logistical answer. Omalei Ravina, Ravashi, I still don't understand. I mean, I don't think there's ever an answer. Either you buy into Rav Nachman, or you don't buy into Rav Nachman. In other words, either you look at the more fundamental error, or you don't have an answer. Because, I mean, the fact that something catalyzes the other is irrelevant. Because what is relevant is the fact that in the end I need two yediot for dushing a goat. That's not going to change. To tell me that there's a relative importance of one over the other because one would have catalyzed the other and the other one wouldn't have catalyzed its counterpart is meaningless. It's a question, it's not a question of bigger or smaller errors. It's a question of error and error correction, and that's the bottom line. You have no right to say that we look at the bigger and the lesser. I'm sorry. Look, if you knew it was Shabbos, you would stop doing it. So you're telling me, therefore, the bigger mistake is, you wouldn't have been parish from Shabbos unless you knew this is a malacha. You wouldn't have been parish from malachas unless you knew it was Shabbos. What do I care which one would be more likely to catalyze the other? Eloloshna. Neferach says Eloloshna. You've got to understand things as Rav Nachman says it, because since he's coming to attack Rav Ashi, then apparently he indeed agrees with Rav Nachman. Tna. Avot melachot arba'im chaser achat. Now, let me ask you something. The Mishnah says there are 39 melachot, and it lists all the melachot. Now we ask, so what do you, I know how to count myself. Minyan alamali, what are you coming to tell me 39 for? The Amar of Yochanan, the point is that im asan kolam elam achad, chayav al kol achat v'achat. The reason we want to say that is because we want you to know, if I'm telling you 39, you think, okay, what's the point? Oh, 39 is the number of animals I'm going to be bringing to the Beit HaMikdash in forgetting all of these melachot. The problem is, if you forget all of the melachot, okay, then you don't know it's Shabbos. Because today is Shabbos means what? Doesn't mean anything, because there's nothing usher. Everything is mutter. It's like the Panavisha Rav said. He once said, was visiting, somebody told me it was there in South Africa. And after davening, it's Shabbos, Friday night, or Shabbos morning, I don't remember. And one of the Balabatim drives up, the Panavisha Rav is walking, and he says, does the Rav need a ride? So he said, there's no Chilul Shabbos in South Africa. There's only Bittul of Shabbos. People don't even know. I give the Rav a ride, why not? So it's because of that, there's also no reform and conservative, because it doesn't matter. I mean, what's the problem keeping Shabbos? No problem, be in the store, you can drive around, it's fine. Why should I be reform? Anyway, so if that's the case, then basically he forgot it was Shabbos also. Okay, so then the only case is that this is exactly the question that was raised to Reb Nachman. This is what Rava was asking. I mean, there are ways to answer that. Now, Reb Yochanan said that there's 39 separate chiyuvim. So if you're going to tell me, Elim Zev Zeb Yado, that you're chayav on each one of them, not like Reb Nachman, fine. Then it's telling me you'd be chayav 39 times, even though you didn't know what Shabbos meant. But if you're going to tell me, well, I mean, take a look at the bigger Yisod. The bigger Yisod, there's no such thing as Shabbos in your mind. So then if it's Elim Shabbat Fiyado, like Reb Nachman says, Eino Chayav Al Achat, how would you ever be Chayav 39? Eichi Mashkachatla, it's always going to be, what? Es Shikachat Shabbos. Whereas there is a Don Shabbat V'Shigigat Malachot, it's going to be Shigigat Shabbat V'Shigigat Malachot. I mean, yes, if you hold like Reb Yochanan himself, you still have to look Reb Yochanan. Remember, Reb Yochanan holds you can know that it's Shabbos by knowing all of the malachas, you just don't know there's a fee of karet, like we had before. And that's also considered to be shogeg. So then it makes sense. You could say, afapi, you could say, kibbet shesharka be karet, afapi sheizid bilav, that you did it, but mazid, not knowing that there's an iser karet, that it's still a fee of carbon. So fine, then it makes sense. You know it's Shabbos. Only legabe a fee of lotasa, but that's also a Shabbos. So mashkakata, the yodele Shabbat bilav. So it's not a shigigat Shabbat. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, the only time you're chayav on carbon is if you were shogeg both in the lav and the karet. So then if it's all 39, then you didn't know it was Shabbat at all. But according to Reb Nachman, if you don't know it's Shabbat at all, you only chayav once, not 39. So then you have an intrinsic contradiction in the Mishnah. It's catch 22. You can never be chayav 39 because you're going to be chayav only one because you forgot it was Shabbos for all intents and purposes. Answers the Gemara, no, you forget the Yara Labit Chumim. There's a concept of Shabbos in terms of, oh, I'm not allowed to go chutzot chum today. Then it's also Shabbos. What about malacha? I never heard of malacha. So all 39 malachas I've been shogeg in. And it still works out. I know that it's Shabbos. It's not a Shigat Shabbat. What do you mean by Shabbos? I mean I'm not allowed to walk too far out of the chum. See, if you're all the Rabbi Akiva, the chumim are the arise, so they properly define Shabbos. So therefore, this is not a riot. The Reb Nachman, who said it's talking about a case where you forgot it was Shabbos? I mean, against Reb Nachman. Who said it's talking about a case where you forgot it was Shabbos? Hayodei Yashu Shabbat, Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifa, Omre Tzafra Kan Midiat Shabbat Uporesh, Vekan Midiat Melacha Uporesh. Omre Reb Nachman, Klum Pireish Bi Shabbat, Ala Bishum Melachot, Klum Parish Bi Melachot, Ala Bishum Shabbat. El Omre Reb Nachman, Korba Dechiv Rachman Amai, Ashigaga. Hatam Chod Ashigaga, Chatuv Ashigaga Otavyan, Chayav Al Kol Melacha Umelacha. Chiluk Melachot Minolam. Omar Shmuel Omar Krom Mechalalea Mot Yumat. HaTorah ripta mitot arbe achilul echad. Hay b'mezid k'tiv, so, but im eino iim l'mezid, k'tiv kolo asem melacha yumat, bo melacha yumat, t'neu ini l'shogei. Uma yumat, sound like we use it elsewhere. Yumat, gam malav yumat. Yumat b'mamon. What's wrong with Shmuel's tapuk lei, chiluk b'lachot, b'echen that the nafkalei l'rib natan? The Tanya Rabbi Natan Amar. Lo tevar roish b'chol mashotechem yom haShabbat matam adlomar. So look, let's take a look at the concept of Melachat Shabbat, where Moshe introduces Shabbos to us by the Binyan HaMishkan. So, it says, Vayikel Moshe kol adat b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer aleihem, Ela ha-devarim asher tziva Hashem la'asot. So we darshan. Ela ha-devarim asher shemit ha-asher malacha. So devarim is two. Ha-devarim is three. Ela ha-devarim is 36. Put them together, you come out with 30 v'teisha malachot sh'nemer l'moshe m'sinai. Yochal asam kulam behelem echad, en ochayev alachat, tamud omar becharishu v'katsir tishkot. Aye, maybe that's only alacharishu v'alakatsira, you'd be chayev shtayim. But al kulam en ochayev alachat, according to Rashi, because either sh'lektumim v'ankechad, or because it's not a yotzim in a klal, since it's an asse in the klal of lo tase. Talmud lomar lo tevaru eish. Now I ask you, is it not so that havara b'klal ita of all the melachot v'lama yatzet lakisha le'alomar lecha? Just like havara, which is an av melacha, and I mention it separately to tell me that chayavina le'abifnei atzma av koshu av melacha chayavina le'abifnei atzma. So what does Shmuel have against that? What do you mean? We know what he has against that. Obviously, it's like Rabbi Yossi, who is the one who's chelek on Rabbi Natan in the bright, and he says havara lalavi atzat detanya havara lalavi atzat. If Rabbi Yossi are not chayev karet on havara, which is why it was Yotze to teach on itself. Rabbi Natan amar lechalek atzat to teach that all are karet separately. But typically, with the look, melachot, if that's the case, he still has a makor. Me'echem afkel Rabbi Yossi, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Asa, me'achat, me'ena. Now that means, pa'amim shechayavim achat al kulan, u'pa'amim shechayavim al kol achat ve'achat. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, to explain the drasha of Rabbi Yossi. Because basically, fundamentally, what we should be learning out there is only the me'achat and the me'ena, which is about shem mishimon, as we'll see in a moment, and the other drasha of toladot. But what right do you say that it's nageachlik melachot? Explains Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Hanina. There's four separate ramos, and I'll explain to you my time with Rabbi Yossi. First of all, achat me'achat, heina me'heina, but you also have achat she heina, and heina she achat. Here, let's start. Achat. All right, the guy wants to write Shimon. Me'achat. Part of that is shame, mishimon. Heina, that's avot. Me'heina is the derivative from heina, that's toladot. But you also have achat she heina, meaning zdot shabbat shigirat melachot. And heina she achat, she got shabbat. V'zadon melachot. So what's wrong with that? Shmuel holds achat sheheina, v'heina sheachat, lo mashmalai. All right. Boy minei rova mirim nach. Helim ze v'ze b'yadom mao, omalei. Well, bottom line is, you have the more general shegaga, and therefore we look at the basis of it all, Shabbos. Zari helim shabbat b'yadom v'erachai v'alachat. Not a rabba. Bottom line is, let us see. Chazina. Imishum Shabbat kaparash re'elam Shabbat biyado v'chayev alachat. Imishum alacha kaparash re'elam alachot biyado v'chayev alachot v'chayev alachot. Omla Ravina l'Ravashi, what was that supposed to mean? Kum pireish b'Shabbat, elam shum alachot. Kum parish b'alachot, elam shum Shabbat. Ela loshna. It's a mistake, and it's a mistake correction. There's no different levels of mistakes. Tanah. Avod melachot arbaim chazer achat. Vavinamba. Minyan olam alayim amrav Nachman. To teach, we must have kulabelam echad. Your chayef 39 separate karbanot. Now, I ask you, Iyamet bishlama, that even forgetting that it's Shabbos, you're still chayef in each one of the melachot. Not like Rav Nachman, okay? So that helam zev zev yadar. You'd be chayav a kol achat v'achat. Okay, everything adds up fine. Ela yamet helem Shabbat b'yadoin chayav alachat. Since over a year, there is no memory of Shabbos, you'll never find ekam ishkachat la zidon Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. Where's the zidon Shabbat? I mean, any chisov like Rabbi Yochanan, the yom hakim and sheshagag b'karet, alpha b'shizid b'lav, you could say it's zidon Shabbat. In what sense? The other day Shabbat Balav. But what if you're like Rish Lakish, who holds Achish Gog Balav Vikaret? So the other day Shabbat Bemai. The other day Betchumim, Aliba de Rebbe Akiva.
The Mishnah tells us that there were two different types of Shigogos, actually three different, but we've already talked about Bikashams. One of them is to forget that it's Shabbos and to do many different malachas. The other one is to know that it's Shabbos, but to forget that this particular malacha is Aser, and this particular malacha is Aser, and this particular malacha is Aser, and so on. So one of them we say that you're chayiv one, and the other one we say that you're chayiv on everyone individually. Maishna reishu, maishna seifa. Define for me, as to the Gemara, the difference between the case where you're chayiv one korban on as many malachas that you did, and the case of the seifa, which says that you're chayiv al kol malacha o malacha. Omer of Sabra, kan miyidiyat Shabbat hu poreishu, kan miyidiyat malacha hu poreishu. The way to recognize it is, what is the sin? Which if you will tell him in the reisha, today is Shabbos, right? So then he'll stop doing what he's doing. So that means his chet is essentially a chet about Shabbos. And on the seif, if you tell him, today is Shabbos, he'll say, yeah, that's nice, I know today's Shabbos. But you have to tell him, this is a malacha. So that means his chet is in terms of the malacha. I'm later not going to understand what means chet is in terms of kum parish mishabbos al mishum malachas, kum parish malachas al mishum Shabbos. I mean, to talk about Shabbos without malachas, malachas without Shabbos, is a little bit silly. What does it mean to say there's a chet of Shabbos as opposed to malachas, and a chet of malachas as opposed to Shabbos? A man is parish from Shabbos because this is a malacha on Shabbos, or he's parish from the malacha because a malacha on Shabbos is usher. So how can you differentiate in terms of what the chet is? Yalom Rav Nachman, forget about what the chet is. Korban dechiev rachmana amai, ashkaga. When the Torah was mechayev as a korban, was it mechayev as a korban for chet? No, it was mechayev a korban for carelessness. And therefore you have to analyze, what was I careless about? So hasam chod ha-shigaga, ha-chatuv ha-shigagas ha-chatuv. What was it that I forgot? What was it that I wasn't paying attention to? So where I wasn't paying attention to one issue, I wasn't paying attention to, is today Shabbos? And that's what my mistake was. If I wasn't paying attention to this malacha and to that malacha, then I made many separate mistakes. And the korban that I'm bringing is not a korban for the chet of Shabbos or the chet of malacha. It's for the shgaga that led to a violation of Shabbos. Chayev al kol malacha o malacha. So now we understand that you can become chayev many different chatos, because you did many different shigagos. However, that implies at the same time that we know that when the Torah told us not to do malachas, it means that not to do malachas each one separately. In other words, not that there's such a thing as chil Shabbos. This defines chil Shabbos, doing a malacha. What's a malacha? Well, malacha, whatever malacha is. And there are many different ways of doing malacha. The Mishnah is telling us that each malacha has to be looked at as a separate type of chil Shabbos, not just a subclass of the concept of Chilul Shabbos. Now, how do we know that? How do we know that we should look at a malach as a separate Chilul instead of just being another way of being Mechala? So, which is, in essence, the word that we use to describe that is Chiluk. Chiluk malachas minolan. Who says that malachas is to be separated as different entities? Maybe they're just different ways of doing the same thing. Amr Shmuel, Amr Krav. Mechalaleha, most you must. Why does it say Mechalaleha, you must? Most you must means that HaTorah ripso misos harve al chilul echad. So you see that it's possible to die many times over. Meaning, we'll ask in a moment how that applies to our case, but it's possible to die many times over for one Chilul Shabbos. In other words, there's each type of different Chilul Shabbos is looked at as a different world, because otherwise you should only die once. Well, wait a minute, I have a mazik, see. I think you only die if you did a mazik. And then, of course, it would be very hard to carry this out. Yes, but even Eino Inyan Lemezid, I don't need it to tell me by Mezid. And what would it be telling me? That you have to die many times? No, it would be telling me that if you do a single malacha, you would be chayav. Not to think that in order to be Mechal Shabbos, I have to first be Mechal Shabbos in every way imaginable. So I'd have to do all 39 malachas, and then I would die. Now, that's important to know for Mezid too, right? Because it says, most you must. There's many ways to die. You can die through Ksira, and you can die through Tchina, and you can die through Ksiva, and each one is a different way to die. So that's a Chiddush. Does that teach us necessarily that there are many ways to become Chayav a Korban? No. Because maybe in terms of the Shigaga, we should look at, okay, a Shigaga, he forgot that this is Chilul Shabbos. Now, I mean, if he forgot that Ksira is Chilul Shabbos, or Tchina is Chilul Shabbos, he forgot that this Mice is Chilul Shabbos. I need a pasuk to tell me that it's true even by Shigaga that there's many different ways to bring a Korban. Where do I see that? Well, says the Gemara, Inenu in Yilamezit, I don't need this pasuk to teach me that you can die for doing any one of the malachas. Why? Because we have a pasuk that says, Kola Osebo Milacha Yumat. The pasuk tells me that anybody who does a malacha, that means any malacha, should die. So I don't need now a chilek malachas as far, because I can only die once anyway. If I know that I can die on any of these things, so what do I need chilek malachas for Misa? Therefore, Inenu in Yilamezit, Tenehu in Yilashoke, you can use it to tell me the din of Shigaga, in which case, this would sort of be and metaphoric. My yumat doesn't mean literally you die, because you can only die once. Yumat bimamon. It means kill him. That is, he's got to bring a lot of karbanos. It's really going to kill him. And so, we know about that. Why do we need to have this drasha that Shmuel is making of Mechalalel Mas Yumas? We have a very straightforward drasha about this, a famous drasha that Reb Nosson made. Reb Nosson said like this, the time. Reb Nosson omer lo tzivaru esh b'chol moshvasechem b'yom ha-shamos. Ma Talmud Bavli. Why does the Torah tell me not to light a fire? Of course not to light a fire. It says all over the Torah. It says, talk to Malachas. I need to know not to light a fire. He says, Eile hadvarim, sheshes yamim ve'asem melacha. So now, what do you mean, Eile hadvarim? It's a very unusual pasuk. I mean, he says Eile hadvarim, and then he doesn't say any dvarim. All he says is, sheshes yamim ve'asem melacha. So obviously, Eile dvarim is a way of looking at Shabbos as a long list of things. Right? These are the things. What are the things? Sheshes yamim ve'asem melacha, and on yom ha-shvi'i tishbos. Now, there's even a remez in Eile hadvarim to what the Dvarim are. Because if you add up the letters of Eile, you come out with 36, right? And then if you have Dvarim, that's two more, that's 38. Then there's Hadvarim, so you have 39. So this is Merames, Eile Shloshim V'Teisha Melachas Shemer L'Moshe Misina. So these are the 39 Melachas which were mentioned to mention Arsina, and that's why he's saying Eile Hadvarim, even though they're all included in the one general rule of Sheshes Yamim Te'aseh Melachah. Yocholas ankulam, this is a continuation now of what Reb Nosson is saying. Yocholas ankulam be'elem echad, eno chayev alachas. So you might think that if you did every single one of these 39 melachas, and you didn't know with any one, in other words, you, it's not that you found, obviously, if you do this even the same melacha 39 times, and you found out every time in between, you'd be chayev 39 separate karbanas, you'd be chayev 10,000 separate karbanas. But what about it's be'elem echad? Now, you didn't find out anything in between about anything that you did. You're simply doing, and you're going in order of the melachas, and you're teaching your class about the melachas, and this is how we do afiyah, and this is how we do lisha, and this is how... And you forgot that you're doing a very live demonstration here. So what about there? Maybe you'd only be chayev one. No, it says that in Charish and Katsira there should be Shvita, so you see that it's possible to be Shoveit separately, one on Charish and one on Katsira. Okay, but Abdayan and Yomer al Charish al Katsira, Chayev Shtayim. Maybe you'd be Chayev two Korbanas for Charish and for Katsira, and for the rest, the rest of them, you would be Chayev only one. Now, why wouldn't we say that this is a Dover Ayotze min HaKlal? And if you're chayef two for charish v'katzir, then you should be chayef for every malacha, just like a charish v'katzir. So either we can say that the reason we don't say it's a dover ayotzi min haklal, Tosis suggests, is because a dover ayotzi min haklal has to be in the same issue, either in a lav or in an asay. In other words, if it's lo tasek o malacha, then the yotzi min haklal has to also be in terms of a lav, like lo sevaru eich. But b'charish v'katzir tishbod is an asay, so you can't have a yotzi min haklal of a lav and an asay. Rashi says that the reason Abacharj of Akatsatishbos couldn't refer back to all of the other malachas is because it would be Shnei Ksivim Abayim Kehacha. If all the Torah wants to describe is this Bacharj, this halacha, that any malacha is chayef separately from any other, it should have just said Bacharj Tishbos or Akatsatishbos. There's no need to say Bacharj Akatsir unless we want to be very specific. Bacharj Akatsir and nothing else. Okay, as far as why we don't, even after we have Rabbi Nosson's drash of Losavaro Esh Bachom Moshe Losechem, there we don't put them all together because that clearly is two is in a lav and one, two is in an asay and one is a lav. That's not shoshik simur and kecha. Okay, so anyway, getting back to what Reb Nosson said. So still, I would think, therefore it says a lav. Lo sevaru esh. Now, havara b'chalal haita. Havara was one of the malachas that was already included. So now, Rashi said that also the pshat about asay, by the way, before. Not only Tosfos. So, why does it need to say lama yatsa? Why does it need to say it again? Lo sevaru esh lahakish aleha. To tell me that we should compare all of the other malachas to it. V'lomar lecha ma havara shehi av malacha v'chayven aleha b'fnei atzma. Just like havara is one of the av malachas, and you're chayven on this av malacha by itself without anything else, because it says lo sevaru esh alone. So anything which is an av malacha is also just like eish, and you'd be chayev on it just for itself, which tells us that you would have to bring a korban for any one of the malachas done on their own. Anyway, this sounds like a very nice drasha. And what is it that Shmuel had against this drasha that he had to make this whole other drasha mechala, most you must, and then say, well, we won't use it for mazid, we'll use it for shogeg, and you must means he's really going to get hit bad in his pocket. And I mean,
we have a very straightforward Rashi. Says the Gemara, because Shmuel sarva like Reb Yossi. The Amar Havar lalav yatzas. Shmuel can't agree with Reb Nosson's approach, because Shmuel holds that the reason that it says lo tzavaru eish is only for eish to teach me that on all the other malachas there's a chi of karetz and a chi of misa. But on lo tzavaru eish, there's a new iser. It's not considered to be one of the malachas in terms of the chi of misa, and it's only a chi of lalav. To Tanya, we see that there's such a machlokas because the Brisa says havara lalav yatzas. The Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says the reason that it says havara separately is to teach me that there's no chiyuv of karas or skila on havara like the other malachas. Reb Nosson omer lechalek yatzas. Whereas Reb Nosson says that havara is there to teach me that each one of the malachas is a separate chiyuv, and therefore you can be chayav 39 korbanos. Since Shmuel holds of Reb Yossi, he can't possibly say Reb Nosson's drasha, so he's telling you an alternative drasha, which is to learn not from most you must many mises. Well, but still, so then what did Shmuel not like about the way Reb Yossi marked chiluk malachas? Obviously, Reb Yossi also doesn't hold the Reb Nosson. But Reb Yossi has an alternative to knowing that you're chayav on each malacha separately. What's his alternative? The time. Reb Yossi omer, v'yasam me'achas mehena. So now, me'achas mehena really isn't necessary to say at all. I mean, you can simply say, after you're listing all of the Yisurim, right? So you say, v'kol mitzvah Hashem, v'yasam me'achas b'shtaga. What do you mean? V'yasam me'achas mehena. So therefore, Reb Yossi is saying, look, apparently you can do the same thing in a way which is achas, and in a way which is hena. You can do a lot of different henas, which are an achas, meaning you can do a lot of different malachas, separate types of maaser, which are really achas, they're one chilul Shabbos. Or you can do one iser, achas, which is chilul Shabbos, in hena, in many different ways. So here the Torah is telling us that there's two different ways to look at the chiyuv chatas, and you have to figure out how to look at the shkaga. Was the shkaga an achas, or was the shkaga a hena? But in either event, you're doing one iser in hena ways. Now we'll decide which part you bring the carbon on, in the hena or on the achas. So meanwhile, you see that there is a chiluk malachas, because otherwise, what do you mean? Well, I can't have many different ways I can do it. In other words, we see from here that the type of malacha is important in defining what it is that I'm going to be kichayev on, which boils down to saying the same thing as chiluk malachas. So therefore, this teaches us, says Reb Yossi, pa'amim shechayavim achas al kulam. So sometimes it's an achas for the hena, u'pa'amim shechayavim al kol achas bi'achas, and sometimes you have to look at the hena, even though it's only in Israel. Om Reb Yossi v'Rabbi Chanina, my time at Reb Yossi, how... This my time, Rashi learns, means how does Reb Yossi darshan this entire pasuk? Because the achas and the hena is enough to darshan this from. Sometimes achas, sometimes hena. What do we need this may achas, may hena from? So why does he darshan the whole pasuk? Well, achas, may achas, hena, may hena is how he darshans. And then here's how it works. Achas, okay, achas shihi hena, and hena shihi achas. Those are the four things that he darshans from this pasuk. Meaning, achas, let's take the achas, may achas. Achas would be shima. Okay, there's a nice example of an achas for you, right? Shimon's a nice achas? Sure, it's a great achas. If you write the word Shimon, you just did a malach. May achas, if you start writing the word Shimon and you end with shame? Right? So, you're also chayav. That's hakosiv shame mishimon. Somebody writes the word shame instead of Shimon and ends there, even though his original kavanah was to have a long word, and he ends up with a short word, he's nonetheless chayav. Because you're chayav on two osios. Is it because shame is also a name? What an unusual name. Maybe it has something to do with shame. Or could it be anything? Ah, it's a very interesting question. So, Bichlal Tazer says it can't mean literally shame and shimon, because after all, Reb Yossi himself is the one who holds that ktiva is really symbolism of any type. The Horaya, if you're talking about the Mishkan, you could simply have a number of notches on the inside of a keresh to indicate where it's supposed to go in, to which Adan, and then we'd know its placement, right? So this is keresh number three, so you could have three notches. Okay, so this would also be ksiva, so how would it have to be only Shem Mishimon? So this is just sort of there because the Mishnah uses later on this lashon of Shem Mishimon. But the truth is, remember that he had in mind to do something, and Malachas is Malachas Machshavas, and maybe if you have in mind to write, that's not the same thing as having to write a name. Something to keep in mind, anyway. Okay, so that's hena. Now, hena would be avos. Mehena, so mehena implies something that can be derived from the hena, right? All of these things, these are the avos malachas. Mehena is anything you can derive from the avos malachas, which would be todos. Any toda that you do is a mehena, because it comes out of your knowledge of what the avos are. Achas, shihena, well that would mean zodan shabbos, or shihigas malachas. You're doing one, stressing one iser, so there it's one iser, and that's, you knew that it was Shabbos, but it's hena, you're doing it in many different ways, and you're chayav on the hena, because you were shogeg on the malachas and you're chayav 39 separate shogegs. And heina shehi achas. There's also a way of doing all the malachas which will only be chayav you one karma, which is shigidash shabbos v'zadim malachas. Now, what was wrong with that? It's a nice drasha too. Shmuel had to go look to Bechalalel Mos Yumas. He didn't like Rav Nosson because he agreed with Rav Yossi. Why doesn't he just follow Rav Yossi all the way and learn it out of this pasuk of achas meina? Hey, Shmuel, achas sheina, heina sheachas. Lo mas, he doesn't like that. So, of course, the problem is that Shmuel is an Amora and he's not supposed to be arguing on both Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson if he doesn't have anybody backing him. Right, so Tosfos says, well, we have to say to him that Shmuel had this drasha as a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, was Makabbalah from his Rebbe, and therefore he didn't feel, he wasn't just thinking about it on his own, he didn't feel that it was necessary to follow Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson in this. Suppose a guy forgets both. So how do we look at it then? Do we look at the Malachas or do we look at Shabbos? Omar Lay, so Rav Nachman told him, well, in that case, Harei Helem Shabbos Biyodo. Look, if there's a Halama of Shabbos, so then what's the point of the Halama of Shagogos? Because the bottom line is your Halama of Shagogos was meaningless. What's important is that you had forgotten Shabbos, and therefore you would have done anything, even if you hadn't forgotten the Malachas. So we should look only at the more profound Halama, which is the Halama of Shabbos itself, and that's what you should be chayav. But why? I don't know. Harei Helem Malachas Biyodo, chayav al Kolachas Shabbos. I understand why you say, what do you mean, more profound? If and had he known about Shabbos, it still wouldn't have made any difference. So why not look at it that way? Let's say he would have known about Shabbos. What would Shabbos have meant to him? He didn't know that these malachas were aser. Therefore, that's the more profound misunderstanding over here. What does Shabbos mean? No, Shabbos doesn't mean you can't write. Shabbos doesn't mean... So that's to me, that's just as important. Elam Ravachi Chazina. Imishum Shabbos Kaparish. Hari Elam Shabbos Biyodav Eino Chayav Alachas. Imishum Alacha Kaparish. Hari Elam Alachas Biyodav Chayav Alachas Biyachas. We have to consider what it is that causes him to stop doing what he's doing. Now, Tosfos explains this as follows. The Rashi just seems to take the posture. It's very hard to understand what the Gemara thought. I mean, obviously, nothing's going to make any difference until he knows both things. The question is whether he'll jump to the conclusion if somebody says, hey, it's Shabbos, he'll say, oh, I must be doing something wrong if it's Shabbos. Right? If somebody says, hey, that's a Malacha, the guy, Malacha, oh God, it must be Shabbos. So really, what's the difference? He only knows, he was only stopping because he knows both. Which the Gemara asks immediately, right? What are you talking about? Shabbos? So what do you mean, what thing he finds out? Whatever things he finds out, clearly implied in the other thing anyway, because otherwise it's a waste of time. What are you talking about Malachas on Wednesday for? Right? So, therefore, Tosfos gives a very reasonable explanation of the Gemara. He says like this. What we do here, there's no way that we could really do this, because it could never happen. Because whatever it was that stopped the guy from doing it was because he knew both. But what we do is we ask the man. We tell him, look, which one, if you had heard, would have more rapidly implied to you the other? In other words, because if you think about it, when you're not aware of something, there's different levels of unawareness, right? So if instantaneously one would call up the other, whereas the other one wouldn't call up the other. So in other words, he would say, oh, if somebody had said Malacha, so I would have remembered it was Shabbos. Not something I would have figured out, why is he talking about it? I would have remembered it was Shabbos. Right? But if somebody would have told me it was Shabbos, it never would have occurred to me that this is a Malacha. So then that would mean that really his Iker problem was with the Malacha, not with Shabbos. Or vice versa. So it's supposed to be saying the truth is this is not a solution to our question. Because our question is, okay, which one is more important? Except that what he was saying is, Ravashi was saying is, I can't answer the question in general, but I could certainly give you some times where you can determine which one it is. There's no one answer to this, and maybe if he says it's exactly the same, then I don't know what to do. We're back where we started from. That's why Rashi doesn't like this trap, probably, because it's not really an answer to the Gemara's kasha. And then there's the Gemara is asking, what do you do if there's Alama of both? And Ravashi is saying, well, you can experiment and see whether it's really Alama of both, or one is a deeper Alama than the other. Yeah, okay, but that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking, what if they are the same Alama? Which one was more important? But Tosfos feels that that doesn't make any sense at all to say what you're saying. And then when Ravina comes back to Ravashi and says, yeah, but look, is he going to not? He has to know both. So now how does Tosfos understand that? Since according to Tosfos, the point was over here, which was the deeper Halama. Says Tosfos said, well, Ravina was telling Ravashi is, who cares? What do you mean deeper Halama? The point is there's two things you have to know, and there's two things you didn't know. I don't understand what you mean by a deeper forgetting. Well, why should I make an afkamina halacha? I want to know what this Shagaga is considered to be, whether it's the more broad Shagaga or whether it's the more specific Shagaga. Don't start telling me we look at what's a deeper Halama. I don't understand. It's a very nice insight that you have that there's different levels of forgetting, but what does it have to do with Halacha we're asking? Ella Loshna. Therefore, says Ravina, it doesn't make any difference. We're always going to take the more broad Halama. And the more broad Halama is the Halama of Shabbos. Now let's see if that holds up. It's not. So we have our Mishnah that tells us that, our next Mishnah tells us that there's 39 malachas. The Habina by the Gemara right away asks, Minyan Alamali, what do I need to know since I also know how to add? The Umar of Yochanan, that the reason it mentions a number is to teach me, that if you forgot everything, you'd be chayav on every single one. Now look. If you're willing to admit that a man does not know that it's Shabbos, and that not knowing that it's Shabbos is no contradiction to not knowing that this malacha is usher on Shabbos, right? And that nonetheless you could still be chayav on every one of your malachas despite the fact that it was a much broader forgetting here. But in fact, look, I forgot two things. I forgot Shabbos, and I forgot this particular malacha on Shabbos. I am responsible for the malacha and the detail of my forgetting as well. Then we understand how this works out. Because what we're saying is, if I forgot about Shabbos, I did all 39 malachas, so what are we going to do? We're going to say, hey, wait a second here, if he's doing 39 malachas, and what did he know about Shabbos? I didn't know about Shabbos. What's the problem? You said if I have a broader base halacha, that doesn't change the fact that I didn't know the malachas were also on Shabbos also. Right? So it's true, I didn't know about Shabbos at all. And nonetheless, I'm going to be 539 malachas. That's all the Mishnah is saying. You don't know about Shabbos, but you also don't know about the malachas, you're responsible on the malachas. And it makes sense. But, you're telling me that I don't know it's Shabbos, that I'm only going to be chayav one, so then, what in the world would be the case that he could do all 39 malachas? It would have to be that he does know that it's Shabbos, right? He had to have known it was Shabbos and only forgotten the malachas. If he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that any malacha was also, how did he know it was Shabbos? What is Shabbos then? Same question we had before. We'll go through the same answers. What is Shabbos if there's no malacha that's also on Shabbos? So what do you mean he knew Shabbos but he didn't know malachas? Does that mean the same thing as he didn't know Shabbos? So basically, if you hold, hey, if you hold, to Rabbi Yochanan, you saw Rabbi Yochanan never gave it to Shabbos, the cards, Alpha Bishay's Bilal. But Rabbi Yochanan says, if you knew that something was also, if you knew all of the malachas were also, but you didn't know there were a few of the cards, you thought there were only a few of the Bilal. Okay. So Mishkaka said, the Yodav, Shabbos, Bilal. You could know it was Shabbos, but you didn't know Shabbos was a few of the cards. Then I have no problems with it. But you saw Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi what did you think Shabbos meant if you didn't know that any malachas were also? Elamai, you did not know it was Shabbos. And nonetheless, it says you could be chayav 39 malachas. So you see that even if you have a very broad shigaba, you don't know Shabbos. But you also don't know the malachas, you're responsible for the details of your shigaba. So you'll have to bring a karma for each one of these shigabas anyway. So the Gemara, no. So we said before, the other one, Mother Gloria Akiva. Maybe you know what Shabbos because you knew it's also the Gemara of that's why you knew malachas. You didn't know any malachas. So you still know Shabbos, and your shigaba was on each one of these malachas individually, and that's why it's 539. But you know, Kanami, if you had also forgotten it was Shabbos, or you didn't know it was Shabbos because you don't know it's for me, so then you can't be responsible on 39 or maybe. And you can't ask me, if I'm telling you, I would not be telling you, that if you have two types of forgetting, one which is broader and one which is specific, that you're going to go according to the broad forgetting and not the specific, there's nothing in this Mishnah that says that that's wrong. Because over here, and nothing that says that it's right. And because over here, I can understand it in either direction. I may have known that it's Shabbos, known about Chubb. I have not known that Shabbos, I'm responsible anyway on details. Nothing, no rhyme. So now, I think we have an interesting way of looking at this whole thing. Because the truth is that if I'm bringing the carbon on Shigab, that doesn't mean that the carbon is unrelated to chait, obviously. Whereas the carbon is a way of being mechap of the chait. The way of defining what aspect of the chait brings the carbon, is mechayat the carbon, is the shkab. True? But when I'm bringing a carbon, like let's say that I forgot it was Shabbos, and I did a number of different malachas, and I'm bringing one carbon for those malachas, because I'm bringing it only on forgetting the Shabbos. So this carbon is, let's say that I do ketzira, and I do tchit. I take something and I harvest it. So I pick myself a carrot, and then I go out and I make carrot juice, crushed carrot, and I'm talking. So now there's the bottom line is that the carbon that I'm bringing is a kapara for ketzira and tchina on Shabbos, right? It's true, it's a carbon for ketzira and tchina on Shabbos that came through forgetting about Shabbos. But the bottom line is I'm bringing a carbon for the act of ketzira and tchina on Shabbos. So now think about the following interesting case. Supposing a man forgets that it's Shabbos, and he does ketzira and tchina. And then he remembers that it's Shabbos, but he forgets the ketzira is also, and he forgets the tchina is also. This could be in the same Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. So you have an interesting case where a guy is chayav three korbanos. One of those korbanos is is for both of the things that the two korbanos were also chayav. Okay. So now, could one of these korbanos be mechaper? Let's say, could the broader based korban be mechaper for all of the ktiras and the ktiras? Because they thought it's time to bring a korban for ktiras and ktiras chaps because of the mechaper that he did. So then the fact that he did separate ktiras and ktiras, which would then be mechaper two korbanos, one for ktiras and one for ktiras. Yeah, but I'm bringing a general single carbon. Why'd you have to bring two carbons? If one carbon would fit the same bill. Because the carbon, after all, applies to the specific case. He said, this is the issue that we now want to raise. Oh my God. Katsan Katafan Kidro, Gerib Bishivid al Shabbos, the Zodan Lovers. Suppose a guy first picks something and grinds it, and he forgot the Shabbos. And he didn't know, he knew that his Lovers were from Shabbos, but he didn't know the Shabbos. So he decided one carbon. And then, Chotzer v'katsav v'tachan kibro beretz, the beretz being a day, is the shear of filial Shabbos. So we have a desire for achila. We have a great beretz on Shabbos. And then he goes in and does a ktsira and a tachina, the side of the beretz is b'charoli, the zon on Shabbos, knowing that it's Shabbos, but forgetting that ktsira is also, and that tachina is also. And then, no dava, on a ktsira v'tachina, shabshini that Shabbos, the zon on the beretz. Then he finds out about his field. For the ktsira and the tefillah of Shiluah Shabbos. So in other words, that meant that now it finds out, oh, I'm chayav to bring a korban on my Shiluah Shabbos, oh, ktsira and tefillah, one korban. Because I didn't remember the Shabbos, now I found out the Shabbos, face me. So I'm going to bring a korban. And then, chayav to bring a korban, I'm ktsira and tefillah to other Shabbos, which is just one. After he's already become chayav in the korban, which comes at the moment of his yudin, he now finds out that he's chayav for the ktsira and the tefillah that he did, forgetting that ktsira and tefillah was us. Which now I have to be mechayavim to other korbanos, the ktsira and tefillah. Then my daughter is that ktsira goreret ktsira, the tefillah goreret tefillah. The ktsira, the first ktsira that he did, that he's bringing his first korban on, is going to drag along with the kapara for all of the ktsiras that he's done wrong. Even though the second ktsira was a ktsira that was mechayav because of shigigat ktsira, not shigigat shabbos, that doesn't matter. Because we have to look at what the chait is. The chait is ktsira and shabbos. The reason that you bring it to this cake may be because of your shidduchim, but that's not what the carpet is mechaper. The carpet is mechaper on the cake that was nigra through your shidduchim. Remember, the ktsira dragged along with the kapara for the second ktsira, and the tefillah that you did that was included in that same single carpet dragged along the second ktsira, the tefillah that you did, and then I got one kapara for all of them because it was all heaven and mechaper. There's nothing that was mechaper in between. It had to be found out. Before you ever do the second act about it, then there's no way that the two can be connected. But they're still being Matana Shabbos for Ahab, but I can deal. What's the difference? Which way is it being Matana Shabbos? The single broader program would only be Matana on the other things that you have done as well. And we'll see the opposite.